Hallo zusammen.
Hello everyone.
Philipp, Peter und ich, Thomas.
Philipp, Peter and me, Thomas. I'm gonna talk about audio interventions today, about sound graffiti and echo chambers. And first things first, we're gonna do a quick introduction. What are we talking about? What is our approach to this project? Then we're gonna talk about the project Echo Chamber. Then I'm gonna talk about speech workshop and protest jingle to other project of ours. And then we have an outro and room for your questions or maybe critique. So basically, in the last few years, not much has changed with the drift to the right or far right in Europe. With the AfD, we have a fascist party in the German parliament since 2017. One of the candidates has just been elected mayor in a German town, and we want to counter that movement. And so when we talk about we on stage up here, we don't just mean us three. We mean being a part of a movement of solidarity. We want to work towards a brighter, better future for everyone. And be a part of the resistance against this right-wing movement. And also coming from like club culture, we feel like we need various media in our protests as part of political expression. And what do? We try to stand up for political rights, we try to stand up for marginalized groups, and to mobilize against these the current situation in this country, in the EU, worldwide, where authoritarian powers are becoming stronger by the day. And so, of course, you know, we try to reflect on our privileges. What can we do? What others couldn't? What sort of? How can we use our privileges for good? And so, the smallest common denominator was hashtag say their names. This and some other examples you're going to see in the projects later on. And so we feel it's our duty to put the spotlight on opinions that wouldn't be seen by a public audience otherwise. And so we want to come together and have this room to share common grief, common joy, but mostly, yeah, the common disappointment arising from situations that just aren't bearable for us. And yeah, so we want to share these projects with you now and take a dive into what exactly are audio interventions.
Audio intervention, we understand interventions into the public inner and outer sphere. Sound is a effective way of doing this because we can break with common ways of communications. Interventions appear and disappear. Audio interventions are a form of practice of self-empowerment. They're supposed to disturb, they raise questions, they give impulses on societal discourse and spaces. Repetitions are going to happen again. And we're going to introduce two audio interventions, and we want to show the creative as well as the artistic and the technical aspects of this to inspire you to reflect upon these critically and listen to them. You're invited to take our ideas and procedures and fork them and develop upon them and create your own ways of doing this or implementing. implementing this on your own. So we'll introduce echo chambers first. Echo chambers are DIY loudspeakers that are open sourced. They're a base. We use lightings from construction sites. And then Thomas afterwards is going to introduce and talk about the speech workshops and introduce protest jingles. They are combining music, sound, and are trying to create irritating moments via this. They're trying to generate empowerment as well as motivating action and communal learning all together. So what we've just had is names and a remembrance of a terroristic attack. I'm sure they're going to speak about this, but I thought I'd give you a little bit of an insight because they were speaking German. So what you've just had are the names of the victims of the racist terror attacks of 19th of February 2020 in Hanau. Here in Germany, a right radical terrorist murdered 9 people. 6 additional people were harmed quite severely. The perpetrator, prior to the act, had published pamphlets and videos with racist content. One of the victims, Willi Viorel Paun, called the emergency hotline without an answer. After this attack, the initiative 19th February was formed, and the initiative, as part of the practice of remembrance, kind of joined the Say Their Names movement in order to keep the memories alive, to counter the mystification of the perpetrator and focus on the victims instead. So we tried to think about how can we contribute to Say Their Names, how can we publish the names of Hanau, of the victims of Hanau, in a time of COVID, where public commemoration was quite limited, and to grief altogether in public spaces. So the initiative 19th February showed it's not enough to remember their names. It is important to have and ask and demand political consequences. And in, for a theater festival in back in the days, there were the life stories of the victims were being described, the way that the police failed, and the demands of the victims' relatives to have consequences be seen for this attack. At the beginning of this project, we sort of tried to think about how can we publish their names in the public space, in the public sphere, without constantly having to be present. So we were inspired by graffitis that can just be tagged, but just simply do that with sound instead. So when we had this idea in our minds, we took these lamps from construction sites, these yellow signs that were there to warn for a hindrance, and we tried to basically take this warning signal and make it a warning signal of societal problems that we see. So there's 2 batteries in the bottom that have enough energy for 144 hours of non-stop audio. So why audio as a medium? Every day we pass posters, but we don't really see them. We don't look at them. Maybe we look at one or two, but barely any that we find. Audio at the same time is barely present, and it kind of intrigues us because you can't really grasp its meaning just from having a quick listen into it. You can reach a lot of people with audio. So we got one of these lamps and started hacking. We changed and adapted its functionality so that it could distribute sound. And then with the new functionality, we brought it back into the streets. So we took something that's quite part of the everyday, and it became a form of irritation of the public space. So we call these the echo chambers. Echo chambers is a space where self-hindered humans gather and exchange. Oftentimes, it's difficult to leave your own bubble and get discourses from other contexts and integrate in your own thought patterns. So this is how people kind of encapsulate themselves from the public discourse and only move within their own echo chambers. So through audio interventions in the public sphere, we have ultimately multiple actors from different echo chambers, and we kind of want to burst their bubbles of their own bubbles and take them from their like normal thought processes and get integrated into the everyday everyone that's walking around. And see how people stop, listen to the voices, and then start talking to each other about what they have just listened. So this kind of creates like this, the bridge, the traffic light, any type of public sphere gets created as a form of exchange for the public.
And so this is quite an unusual form of media. But also the content is supposed to irritate. So audio is a time-based medium. You have to listen, you have to offer up your attention and your time in order to understand what's going on. So maybe a first name that you've heard before, or maybe people even know the names of the victims of Hanau. And a lot of people are also quite fascinated, how does this work? Or others might be interested in the aesthetics. And so through these various approaches that we offered up, we were able to reach quite a few people. And so there were bulks of people standing around this project, talking about it, trying to understand how it worked. Some passersby stopped and then afterwards continued talking about this. And we found that the best places where we reached the most people was where people go in their free time. But we also had to sadly find out that it's controversial to talk about racial violence and terror attacks. And so some of these lamps had been destroyed, especially the ones playing the names of the victims or using Turkish language were destroyed. And with topics that were less polarizing, this did not happen. And so how does this work on a technical level? It's not that complicated. Down here we have the batteries. There's a small MP3 player connected to it with an amplifier module, and that's connected to the speaker up here in the reflector part of. And then we have a small switch on the side which triggers the audio loop. And so we can power on and off the whole circuit. And we try to do this as cheaply as possible without the lamp itself, and with just a single battery it costs about 10 euros. And we published a manual, to a DIY manual on our homepage, so other people can build this as well. And so you just have to know what tools you need. And so we think this is a tool of protest, which can be used for various use cases. And so we really want to encourage all of you to build your own echo chambers and to bring the topics that you really care deeply about onto the streets. So for us in the beginning it was very difficult to separate the object from the audio track that you've heard in the beginning. In this theater festival that we did, other people played with it and they used topics like Rojava in Syria, Iran, and other completely different topics, or maybe even tried different technical approaches, for example, whispering. And so it was really fascinating to see what ideas other people can come up with when they use this project of ours. On the CAST Communication Camp this summer, we did two workshops. Maybe some of you saw that. And we have audio files concerning rave culture and other different topics. And we also did a workshop on the construction of a new part of Autobahn A100 in Berlin. And a queer feminist group, Pink and Silver, also used this to mobilize against Christian fundamentalism. Yeah, so we're really interested to see what else you can come up with. And now we're going to continue with Thomas concerning other forms of audio interventions.
All right, the protest against the A100, that's the highway in Berlin, that's how they met. And the practice that I'm doing with the speech workshops are quite similar. This desire to irritate, to bring forward voices that are not always heard. The speech workshop is a concept, it's an idea. The first time that I did this was in 2017, after the Volksbühne Theater in Berlin was occupied, when people get into discourses with subcultures and talk about these things. For me, this was important to have questions of collective artistic leadership, things like that. It's super empowering to go into a space and start playing there, talking to others, how we can utilize these spaces as a collective. So I invited people to just send me thought snippets about on freedom. And then at the end, I edited all of that into a set of like a multi-layered collage of language and speech. So it sounds something like this.
Wann sind wir frei? Man hat mich oder man hat mich nicht.
You can have me, you can have me not. Not everyone that has me keeps me.
In mir findest du Möglichkeiten.
You will find opportunities. This could obviously become an audiobook, but longer contributions. Do you really listen to like single contributions at a club? Like, do people still pay attention? So I kind of thought, how can I break this open and create a multi-voice? And so I sampled that.
Freiheit.
Freedom.
Oh, Freiheit.
Wann?
Freedom. When are we free?
Was ist Freiheit?
What is freedom?
Ich kann zwar tun, was ich will, aber ich kann nicht wollen, was ich will.
Wir sind frei, wenn wir.
We are free when.
Empfinden wir dasselbe?
Die Bewegungsfreiheit.
Wann sind wir frei?
When are we free?
Ich betrete neues Terrain.
I am stepping into new terrain, an unknown country, an unknown land.
Wir sind frei.
We are free when we can let go of the borders that we limit ourselves with. There's a lot of exciting and interesting ideas that people were saying, and it was quite interesting to have these people that just said these things or send it in advance, then in a big club would get together, maybe not as big as this hall, but then in a proper audio system could hear themselves integrated, edited into with others, and I'm actually becoming visible and are stopping and listening to what I have to say. So I took this a step further and tried to create sets. So I also DJ, and I understand myself as a political human party, and rave are both quite political acts. And like to party can also be a good opportunity to pass on important messages. So you can use that as an intro, for example. You can use snippets from the internet that thematically work with the message that you're trying to get across.
Cis boys and cis girls, cis queers and trans queers, trans ladies and trans boys, trans.
So the disadvantages of these snippets from the internet is that the quality of them are obviously often quite poor, so recording them yourselves are maybe a good idea. So in the setting of a club, this could sound something like the following. So translating this is quite difficult, as it's, I think we're hearing similar snippets to what we heard before. They're just overlayered on top of a beat, and the audio that we get here isn't as good, but I'm sure that you get the idea of what this is supposed to be doing artistically for you.
Wir sind das Berlin der Ekstase, der Kollektivität, des euphorischen Widerstandes. Wir sind das Tanzen in den Straßen, die Farbe auf den Zügen und Dächern. Wir sind der Bass in den Clubs.
Schauspieler sind keine revolutionäre Fragezeichen.
So I don't know how many of you go to party regularly, and I think oftentimes you can sort of feel them as a disturbance when someone is like buzzing in your ear chatting. But sometimes that can even be something that, like, this was a solidarity party where we were trying to collect money for the cost of repressions for the people who occupied the theater. And so in that context, that actually worked quite well. And then, like, you would have people like talk about the things that they heard while dancing, whilst they were exchanging a drink or having a smoke together. So in this practice, there's quite beautiful moments, empowering moments. I learned a lot, and all of this is kind of just a way of trying to create a form of artistic expression with a political message. It's on SoundCloud. You can all download them. They're readily accessible, and you can even experience it maybe somewhere here at the Maschinenraum. I might not create haptic things such as these echo chambers. My stuff is more within Audacity. It's a free tool that you can download to edit and cut soundtracks, and you can layer them, and then you can like get into it and try to create something. Maybe sometimes it makes sense to make them a little bit senseless and create new meaning, and so far nobody's complained as I was misunderstood. Can you please take it out of your set or the speech workshop? So I have a lot of fun doing this as a curator of different speeches and messages. And you can curate what other people say. And a lot of DJs ultimately do this to integrate speech and messages. So the speech workshop is a way of how can we combine and create a symbiosis between the things that we do. So a speech workshop, everybody can do everyone who has a space, a reason, an idea. We could just quickly create some sound snippets, publish them, maybe have a good time together, are learning something new, and are talking about a topic that all of us are interested in. That was the speech workshop. Now I'm going to talk about the protest jingle. So let's listen to one. Maybe I talk fast. I think let's listen into one. Imagine you're at a party and it's really good vibes, very loud.
Am Sonntag will die AfD eine Großdemo in Berlin-Mitte durchführen. Dagegen erhebt sich die ganze Stadtgesellschaft und mit ihr die Berliner Club- und Veranstaltungs-
We're now hearing a bit of distorted speech that unfortunately isn't good enough quality-wise for me to translate.
Auf unseren Dancefloors vergesellschaften sich Menschen mit unbegrenzten Herkünften, vielfältigsten Leidenschaften.
Da ich gerade schon die Zeitansage gesehen habe, kürze ich ein bisschen ab.
All right, since I've just given my sound notice, I'm going to make this a bit shorter. You can all listen to this online on SoundCloud. And those were all acts came out of activism that in back in 2018 when there was a very big group of people that went and took it to the streets against the AfD. And to keep spreading this amongst DJs and start playing this. We started this 5 years ago. That worked quite well. There was about 150,000 people on the streets, but in 2022 it wasn't as many people. And this is why we really need to talk about our anti-fascist political artistic practices and publicly talk about them and inform on how to do them yourself. So I'm going to skip a section. No, I'm not going to skip a section that I think is really important.
Liebe Fusionistinnen, wir sind Menschen mit unbegrenzten Herkünften. Wir sind Menschen mit wechselnden Identitäten und gutem Geschmack. Wir feiern hier und das ist schön. Auf diesem Dancefloor toben wir uns aus und fühlen uns frei. Demgegenüber rutscht Europa nach rechts und macht die Grenzen dicht. Dieser Zustand ist nicht tanzbar.
All right, as you could hear, we had a multi-voiced jingle, so that's obviously not just one person. Rosa Rave is a person, is an art, like artistic creation that is supposed to represent different people. So when we try to motivate many people, we obviously try to create something that is coming to a final contribution that we actually fight about. We have, as a collective, it's obviously important to have multi-layered expressions that aren't always straightforward, and consensus is not always easy to be reached. If you are interested to get into Reclaim Club culture a little bit more, there was a talk on this subject a couple years back. You can access that online, where you can read up on Base Away the AfD in German, AfD wegbassen. So if you don't know so much about it, I would like to invite you to re-listen to this. I'm not going to play more jingles due to the time constraint that we have. You can see them online. They're all a little bit different because different people created them, other people wrote them. Everybody can contribute if you in these protests. Do your own thing, get involved, get in touch if you want to contribute. We are a collective that is open and that would like to invite you all to take political action. We have quite funny things that got created out of it. Again, quick summary. We believe that these irritations that are created based on our practice that can mobilize people and that can open up new perspectives, that can also enrage. Maybe some people find it as a disturbance. Maybe some of it is not expressed correctly or we forgot a perspective. We obviously try to avoid that, to also work with voice distortion so that people aren't identifiable. Oftentimes we do critical political analysis of the contemporary government, and obviously we try to stay alert and stay engaged. The last example.
Yeah, like we said, based away the A100 highway in Berlin, which is where we met, and I'm not going to play the soundbite, but I tried using AI to have an AI create these voices, and so you can also listen to that on SoundCloud. And now, yeah, I'm going to hand it over again. Through audio interventions in semi-public spaces, on the street, in clubs, we want to irritate, we want to gain attention, we want to trip society. It's an invitation to think through difficult topics, to show the marginalization of certain groups of people. Using these audio interventions, we can get in contact with passersby, we can give impulses to dancers, to ravers, and oftentimes we see people stand by the installation, think about it, talk about it with other people, and maybe sometimes they carry it with them or they forget about it immediately. All right, so the summary. You can just read all of that. So on this slide, this is what we our definition of audio interventions. So once again, all the links to the various projects, and now I think we're going to go into Q&A. We also brought our own questions for you to answer or to discuss with you. Feel free to join the Comona here at 37C3, but yeah. That's it from us.
All right, thank you very much. And in the hall, please create queues behind the microphones. Questions? If there's questions from online. Are there any questions? Yes. The internet would like to know if there's a website, or rather if on the listed website there's plans for the echo chambers so that it makes it simple to rebuild them. So yes, we do have one of these circuit diagrams on the websites. There's a step-by-step manual about what tools you need, what pieces you need, and how to step-by-step build it all together and how to solder it.
Why do you use Audacity? I find that program really not very good. It irritated me a little bit. I personally work with Cubase, but it is quite expensive, and Audacity is for free. And people can use a better program if you want to, and if you prefer. Actually, Audacity is the only program that's free and it's good, as far as I know. It's another form of irritation. Have another question. Thank you very much for the nice speech, for the nice speech, for the nice. At the camp, there was a very interesting. There was a very interesting talk about the scooters that have been forgotten at the city. And the batteries on those scooters. What if you have any other ideas what people can do with very strong batteries in open spaces? In public spaces. We also saw that talk. It's a very interesting source. We have no idea what we could do with those batteries. But we started to develop a system, a multi-channel system. To do an audio installation in public spaces, perhaps using those batteries. For us, we had a question about how do we get electricity in public spaces, and that's why we ended up using the construction site lamps. To find points where we find electricity in public spaces. So those batteries are a very good source for new projects. We have a question from the internet. The internet would like to know if you have thought about other sources of energy, for example, movement.
Die haben wir jetzt noch nicht umgesetzt, aber das Tool ist ja da, also ihr seid alle voll eingeladen.
Yeah, so we haven't thought about these other sorts of triggers yet, but we invite you all to contact us to share your ideas with us, and let's see what we can develop together. Yeah, and also the question is, how can we make it as cheap as possible? Like we mentioned, these things get destroyed or stolen, and so maybe another sensor on top of all of it wouldn't be too expensive, but right now it's an audio loop, right, that's just continuously playing with a small pause between each repeat. But there's no trigger, so to speak. So I'm not that capable of hacking anything, but when we think about all these boomboxes in public parks, that would be really nice if we could hack those and play protest jingles or sounds, and people would be wondering, like, what's going on now? What is my speaker doing? Yeah, so if you're into that, please come to the Comuna space here at the C3. All right, another question. Thank you so much for the talk. I've drawn a lot of thoughts from that. So regarding the echo chamber project, is there a legal question? Because you're messing with someone else's property, right? And regarding the speech workshop, in more conservative areas, how do you, you know, try to approach the DJs, club owners to promote that project? Yeah, so these construction site lamps, you can just buy those. Yeah, the conservative parts of society, that's a good point. So using your personal networks to get in touch with other people, you don't have to the first thing you say doesn't have to be, hi, I'm an anti-fascist, I'm trying to do a revolution here. So if you talk about promoting democracy, that's something that a lot of people can get behind. Yeah, so if you know club owners, DJs, talk to them, and yeah, the more people participate, the better.
I would like to ask, there was by some demonstrations in Hamburg, a track that was played on a demonstration that was very similar to the Wegbasen, and I can't find that track anymore, and I would like to ask you if I can find it somewhere, because I really liked it. Come to the Kommune and we can look for it, perhaps we found it. We can look for some words from the text and then perhaps find it. The idea to make that on SoundCloud is not ideal yet, because a lot of things that need to be produced, that are produced, and they are somewhere in the computer, but they are not available for other people everywhere. So it would be nice to find a way to develop a public archive with those tracks. There's the last question now. It's about the construction site lamps. It looks really interesting with those speakers inside. It makes sounds on the public space, but what do you think about sounds in like hidden places? We also think that's quite nice to do it in hidden, and people don't need to actually recognize the lamps. But for us, the symbol and a representation of this object, it's quite interesting. So we don't hide it, but there's nothing against hiding it and just listening to the sound, just having the sound in the room. Versteckt oder noch ein Gitter oder so davor gemacht. Thank you very much. That's all the time we have now. Thank you very much.